Pause. Start recording again, and then I will do the state of bitrate, because then we are done with all. So before that, I'm drinking something, tea. Tea wert. So this is the state of bitrate. Actually not that hard, because I can't really represent everything we have, but bitrate, it's too much happening. First of all, AFAS, welcome as a bitrate member. Here's your applause. I'm playing applause on the channel. Then we have second new bitrate member, Roikbyte. Welcome. Thank you very much. Joshua claps two times. So this, actually, thank you already, productive members. Thank you very much. That's also the reason why you're here. It's much fun to work with you. So we have now 16 members in Bitrate. That's already a town. In the council, we have ADC. Ah, you have to open the door. So ADC comes back in. Come in. We are at the first slide of the state of Bitrate. We already welcomed AFAS, Heroikbyte, our new members, and we have 16 members now. Then we have the council, which is ADC, Quink, Kripo, he's next to me, Bob, and 20H. So it's five always, so we don't have draws in any decision. So let's say at the Chronicles, I will make it short because so much stuff happened. For example, I can't tell you every new feature in Anna, I can't give it to you. But here's it. Right after the BRCon last year, AFAS became a Bitrate member. S-Feed was released, so it's part of this. That's why we meet and do the hackathons. It's really making us productive. Then in August, Anna got the first GPT-2 text generation feature. So we started with all this AI stuff and so on. It's also about generating images. But it, as you see, it's really new. We're already talking about many new memes generated from that. That's really fast-moving topic. Then VTV Tools is a Bitrate project. We are working on it in the hackathon. S-Feed Tools. This is for helping you with the S-Feed stuff that Evil Bob doesn't want to integrate. Then we have a Gemini to Gopher proxy. Yes, we can look at Gemini on Gopher. GMIDI got a release with new features, extended stuff. People are reusing it. Meme Tools is a project. It's some bit of undeveloped, but we will develop it further. The more memes stuff, because memes is complex, like 3D stuff and so on, so unifying it into tools is not that easy. Then we have our Idle RPG, which is something we should work on and extend. This was much fun. Of course, there are not so many people now in the Idle, because it gets boring over time with no new content. Then we had the Gopher Times, and its first printed edition. No other opus since then, because we have to increase productivity through automation, but that hasn't been done yet. And then we have the Gopher Fediverse index. It's part of the lawn now. We have many like automatic indexing with content, which is also part of the Lawn Hawk, which is our checker if something works or not. Then we had Eternal September 30 years gangbang, because Eternal September, if you remember, is the time you had like waves in the college. People who are new to internet and people who are not new, and you had time for people to introduce to the rules. But Eternal September means that the internet began. People came online and we already realized what happened to not teach people the rules of the internet when they come to this, like hatred, new social interactions. Look at how society changed. I don't have to tell you, but this is one marking of the beginning of this change of society. Then we have the Nerd Physical Training. If you look at the source code, for example, of bitrate.org HTTP service, then in the comments you have like the Qigong we did, some some instructions for training your body. So this is like when you're programming and, oh, I have to do this, it's written there. Then we have the Home Keepers Association, Rijkwijd, thank you for that. So if you have your home missing, slash home, you can get a new one at Bitreich. Git Porno is now a Bitreich project, very nice for having fun with nerds. it's recordings from our North European friends who gave us so much good teen porn and so on, and really strange porn, but that's not part of Bitreich. Then Anna got the dynamic emoji generation support, which I told you about. First we had GPD, then we had the images. We had some gangbangs, like here with Super Tux card. Then 5 years of memes in Anna. I already showed the statistics. Stuff is growing. We are at over 23,000-24,000 memes at the moment. In my queue, for example, I have in my DBAWM status, it's 134 memes I still have to add. But I couldn't because BitreichCon was so much fun and I had no time for it. I will do it when I get bored. That's what memes is for. Then we had our first Bitreich Masquerade. Rockbite talked about it. Then we had the Bitreich Pep Cup Emoji Generation Contest. It was a bit like that. It's always like getting people more interacted in using prompts. And this is how you easily are prepared for this new world where everyone says everything's changing and AI takes us over. No, in the end, you will need the same experts like for programming, for the AI world, who understand the technology in the end. And it's easy to get in, but you need some nudging. And this is what we do at Bitreich. So you slowly become an expert for the next generation of technology. So 2024, we have a crossword generator. It's not used that much, but it really took me a time to get this to work. You use terms and then auto-generates your crossword. You can print it out. Actually, it's made for automating teaching times because, as you know, old people like crosswords. So we then can spread the teaching times printed out in elderly homes. Imagine people at Bitreich becoming old and not reading so good. So then they need an auto-crossword of man pages to remember their life. Then Rijkwijd became a Bitreich member. Bitreich Ad with Ads is now a Bitreich project because, yes, you know, Copilot and so on, you need ads in your development environment. Yes, everyone wants that, so we support it. Then we have a FOSDEM client. It's just something common if you go to the next FOSDEM and want to see the slides or in the videos. Then we had a Bitreich Valentine special. This was the at Telegram service. AFAS told me that he really sent someone such a message. So Rockbite, when you listen to this, it wasn't a failure. Someone used it. Then Gangbang again. Then we have a Bitreich Gaming Link thing, which could be extended over time. It's like the Toon Tap stuff we talked about. It's about connecting for games that require some local area network instead of allowing any online dedicated server. Then we have the Bitreich Union and the Bitreich Struct. Of course, if you have unions, you need the struct. then Gangbang again, and then we had Gopher is now nuclear. We have the T-SIP bomber, like the Tsar bomber. It's easy. It's just a SIP file, and you know SIP bombs. And there's like a whole academic thing about how the SIP standard can be exploited that out of a really small file, you get a really big one. And this is, of course, how nuclear works, because you have a small atom, you split them, and then it gets really big. Then we have the RAM downloader, in case you need some RAM. You can download it from Bitreich, and it's really, you can really use it. You can use it. It's all practical, it's not just fun here. Then we have video search in Anna, that's YouTube searching, but YouTube is getting a bit, actually they hate customers at the moment, so some stuff doesn't work. Then we have Bitreich Ad Service, ADC service next to the ADS service. Actually, that's just a pun on the name of ADC, because we have ads and we have ADC, and you can serve your ads and ADC to wherever you like. So if you want your personal ADC somewhere in your ADC integration, it's easily possible. Then we have the Bin to Face service, because everyone knows that everything needs to be in the cloud. Here you can ask Bitreich for your true and face value. it's like the lock-in service we have. Then Bitrush BrainRip, this is because of politics, so we now have a dedicated Brain Rest in Peace channel, because normally when people go into political mode, they put their logical mode into Rest in Peace. That's why it's named like that. Then Bitrush Ultra Megamind AI is online now. It's easy, it's environment friendly, just use it. Then we moved on to change our philosophy a bit. It's called We Are Working On It. Wei Voi, if, in case you want to sound intelligent, look at the part in the news, search for Voi Voi. This is why we also have in our thing the daily indefinite progress meeting. It's many memes or sub-memes or meta-memes about corporate life. Very funny. Then we have fortune cookie support in HTTP, Bitrush. So in case you need a fortune cookie for your day, you also have it on IRC. Then, of course, much fun happened in the global internet world with CloudStrike. And of course, Bitrush is always moving to the market leader. So we have full con support. You're protected now. So whenever you go on Bitrush, you are completely protected by the market leader. And actually, the pun is there that they have called a technology called Falcon, the bird, and we have Falcon. It's falling down. Of course, we have a blue screen of that support on Bitrush, on Gopher Space now. Then we have BitLocker support, because right behind that incident, Microsoft was, of course, hating its customers too. Yeah, they were sending all Windows 11s into reboot screens. Then, thanks God, more productive per day. Stable Diffusion Beautifier. This is something we are working on. But now, if you just add Beautify to your prompt, things will get beautiful. Then we have a web allergy thing where we document web allergies, technologies which make you have your body react and you should avoid. Then the XML strip club now has backrooms and live stripping support. Yeah, just go there and you will do live stripping. You can do it locally or remotely, but be careful when you do it locally if your local laws allow it. Then the Bitrush empathy service, if you want some empathy, just go there. Then graphical visualizer, this is what I'm using at the moment too, because for example, this is nice when you are talking but don't want to have it on your speakers, then you see if something is happening on the Bitrush. Then the OpenDD gangbang happened and the gym and training center for the hackathons goes online because we had the Olympics in Paris in France, and this is a hackathon, comes from marathon. So not mentioned countless changes in Anna, small project changes, all the fun we have on IRC. It's not really possible, you have to follow the idea. The memes, that's what I talked on Tuesday, just look there. The council changes, this is just the repeating of that we voted on new members to become online. So if you want to become a member, send stuff in, which is nice. And if you get a majority in the council, I mean, and I showed you the people, they are nice people, so it's not too hard to become a member. But of course, if you're flooding our ISC channel all the time and are destructive, then someone could have an argument against it. Off problems have been resolved by talking. Minor decisions like project and so on all have been overlooked. There was no criticism at all. This is the report that our political system at Bitrush is working. Questions? Questions? No, because I already talked too much. Because the snacks are behind us and we want to get to work. Okay. So thank you very much for everyone to listen. Now we go to the practical part. I will reactivate the ads. The thing is, the main communication channel is now the IRC. We stand around, have our conversations, and people work on stuff they want to work on. Thank you very much.